Hello and welcome to the Fifth Estate. I'm Bob McEwen. Our investigation into the celebrated Canadian-born televangelist Benny Hinn broke new ground and won some awards and led many of you to share your views about him with us. A lot has happened since our story first aired, so we wanted to bring you up to date. But there was someone else in that story besides Pastor Benny, and her life, too, has been eventful since. So tonight, a double update about Benny Hinn and about the little girl they call Amazing Grace.
I stand beyond you.
He is one of the most popular personalities in the evangelical world.
Tonight is your night for a miracle.
And one of the most controversial, and whether he's on his daily TV show.
Someone has just been healed of cancer, stomach cancer.
Receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire on you in Jesus' mighty name.
Or whether he's preaching at the live crusades that attract millions around the world, one thing is sure.
Substance.
Benny Hinn is never dull.
Substance.
The tumor fell to the platform. I mean, it fell to the platform.
That's
we saw it with something else, and it broke in pieces as it hit the stage.
But I believe certain demons have come into America through this new group of people coming in from Haiti and from all these countries, bringing their devils with them.
Showman, salesman, businessman, Benny Hinn has built himself into a kind of one-man multinational religious conglomerate. It's estimated his ministry brings in more than $200 million a year, mostly based on his pledge that you will be healed if you have enough faith, and especially if you attend his crusades. 4 years ago, we took our hidden cameras inside Benny Hinn's organization. Tonight, we'll tell you what's happened to him since. But our story isn't only about the man who promises miracles, but also about a remarkable little girl who is looking for one.
In our original broadcast, viewers were captivated by a mother and daughter we met in the stands at the Calgary Crusade. Janice Brulotte is a lifelong believer whose 8-year-old Grace couldn't walk because of a severe neuromuscular disorder.
I said, you know, honey, we could stay up here because you know what? I said, Jesus is up here. And she said, no, mommy, she said, I'd like to go down and see if Benny Hinn could pray for me. I said, are you sure? She said, yes, mommy.
Hoping for their miracle, they tried to make their way towards the stage, but they were intercepted by Hinn screeners, who ordered them to sit down.
Grace and I moved over to the side. We sat and waited, and Grace asked me if I could help her to try and walk. And that was kind of her faith in action. And so I picked her up and we tried walking back and forth. And that was kind of a hard moment.
We caught up with Janice and Grace as they fled from the arena, their hopes of a miracle, even a prayer from Pastor Benny, now gone.
They just kept saying, is she healed? Is she healed? And like there was such a big like rush. Like,
yeah.
That was almost 4 years ago. Grace Brulotte is now 11. She didn't get her miracle from Pastor Benny that night, and she still can't walk. But you'll see, she's not about to let that stop her.
When I paint, I'm in my own world. I just like doing artistic things. I like doing scenery with us. It's my favorite thing to do because our house has lots of windows so we can see outside, so I always get ideas.
She's a budding artist, but that's not all. It's no wonder friends and family call her Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
In addition to not being able to walk on her own, Grace still has stiff joints and weak muscles. She's got little mobility in her hands, but with a bit of help, she can play the piano. And not just any tune. This is Tchaikovsky.
She said, "Mommy, I'd like to take piano lessons." And I said, "Oh, I don't know, hon," because I was a little bit worried that she might be disappointed because her hands are such that they're not like our hands. Her fingers don't work like our fingers. And her arm joints are rigid. And so I just wasn't sure how it was going to work.
It works beautifully. Today, Grace is at the Fernie Fellowship Baptist Church, where she lives in Fernie, British Columbia. She's playing Swan Lake at the Sunday service.
And I was sitting listening to her, and she played it so beautifully. And she put her whole, I guess say, her whole body and her whole heart into it. And it just epitomized who she was. You know, a little swan who was gray and seemingly ugly and not very popular with the flock. And little ugly duckling developed into a beautiful white swan and was loved and accepted by everyone after that. Every time she plays the piano, I stand in awe, amazed at what she can do with so little mobility.
Yep. We'll have more about Grace later when we come back.
What you give never goes to Benny Hinn. Never. I have never touched a cent.
While she's taking on the future, Benny Hinn may have to do some explaining about his past.
We're asking for financial information of that organization, salaries, where they spend their money.